This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 164 for Monday, November 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market traded higher on Monday, following the lead of crude oil. Chicago soy oil also traded higher, while European rapeseed was lower. Crude oil traded less than $1 per barrel higher today. Malaysian palm oil was not traded on Monday. The Canadian dollar traded more than half of a U.S. cent lower. The January canola contract was up $4.90 per ton at $817.80, while the March canola contract was up $11.80 per ton at $817.40. In the U.S., corn was slightly lower, soybeans made double-digit gains, and most wheat varieties had severe losses. The markets were weakened by ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns in China. More than 302,000 tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended November 24th, down from 499,000 from the previous week and below the 806,000 from the same week 1 year earlier. Mexico received half of the shipments, while China had nearly 70,000 tons their way. So far, 5.8 million tons of U.S. corn have been shipped this season, compared to 808.63 million at this point last year. Brazil's Safrinha corn crop was reported at 88% planted, compared to 93% at this point last year. The December corn contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.69. The USDA reported a 110,000-ton purchase of soybeans to an unknown destination this morning, while weekly export data had 2 million tons for the week ended November 24th, down 400,000 tons from the week prior and 237,000 tons smaller than last year. So far, 19.25 million tons have been shipped this season, compared to 21.4 million at this point last year. Argentina is reporting nearly 30% of its soybean crop planted, compared to nearly 50% last year due to drought. Brazil's plantings are 87% complete. The January soybean contract was up 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.57. Wheat took a tumble on Monday. The USDA reported that nearly 200,000 tons of wheat were inspected for export for the week ended November 24th, 93,000 tons less than the previous week and down nearly 200,000 tons from last year. More than half of U.S. wheat exports during the week were the hard red winter variety, with Mexico and Ethiopia the top destinations. Pakistan is tendering 500,000 tons, while Turkey is seeking 455,000 tons. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.57. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.05. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.52. That's a look at the ICE futures in the U.S. markets for Monday, November 28th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.